Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One update on the tragic flooding in Ellicott City. It's all straight ahead. 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Metro SafeTrack Surge 6 is getting underway today. The Red Line will be continuously single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring through Sunday.
So if you're a Red Line rider, Montgomery County Councilor Roger Berliner says,
be prepared. This is not going to be pretty. It is a major inconvenience.
If you want to avoid a nasty commute, Tacoma Park Mayor Kate Stewart recommends you telework. And if you get too distracted at home.
We have a terrific library in our community and community center. We also have wonderful restaurants and coffee shops like Capital City Cheesecake and the Spring Mill Bakery that offers Wi-Fi, comfortable places to work.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, Metro's East Falls Church Station is open again today after being closed since Friday because of a derailment. The cleanup begins today in Ellicott City after a weekend flash flood that killed two people and caused extensive damage that could reach the hundreds of millions.
It's just devastating. It's very sad.
Maryland residents reeling from the shock of deadly flash flooding that hit the area Saturday. Cars swept away as streets became rivers in Ellicott City. A month's worth of rain falling in just 2 hours.
Within 5 minutes, I was panicked and my friend was pulling someone out of there, and I've never seen anything like it.
Officials say the flooding destroyed or damaged at least 25 buildings and, worst of all, proved deadly. In the wake of the flooding, Governor Larry Hogan says the tragedy and chaos also inspired bravery and compassion.
What was incredible, some really heroic rescues and seeing the first responders and just the neighbors that were helping each other out of the cars as they were floating by.
The storm's devastation leaving residents grateful that they are able to begin the long process of cleanup and rebuilding. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
The parents of a fallen U.S. soldier have suddenly found themselves feuding very publicly with Donald Trump.
The Khans from the D.C. suburbs of Maryland stood together at the convention podium Thursday night. Kazir Khan pulled out a constitution, wondering if Trump had read it.
I will gladly lend you my copy.
On ABC's This Week, Trump wondered,
who wrote that? Did Hillary's scriptwriters write it?
Trump tweeted that he was viciously attacked by Mr. Khan. Am I not allowed to respond, he asked. Kazir Khan had his say about Trump on CNN's State of the Union.
He is a black soul.
In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama turns his attention to health care for veterans today, as he's also expected to point to positive strides in reducing homelessness among former military members. He'll speak to the Disabled American Veterans Convention in Atlanta. Montgomery County lawmakers will soon have a better idea of why the county's 911 system went down for 2 hours one day last month.
That was the sound you heard if you dialed 911 on Sunday, July 10th, a call that could mean life or death. Montgomery County Council President Nancy Florine.
It was a collection of regrettable technical problems that created this.
Two people died that night. It's not known if it was because of the outage.
Staff made every effort to get the word out that there were other ways to reach emergency medical services.
Tomorrow, a council committee will get an update on what happened and how to prevent this in the future. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,432, the NASDAQ at 5162. Sports, Matt Cain earns his 100th career victory as the Giants beat the Nationals. The Orioles reclaim first place in the AL East with a win over the Blue Jays, and Jimmy Walker wins the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Right.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in Aquia still delays as you push out of Stafford. And then improving through Woodbridge and Lorton. Earlier incident gone. This delay's easing quickly. 395 looks much better off the beltway through Shirlington. Heaviest stretch Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. Now where it's not easing is on the George Washington Parkway. We have a crash southbound side of the George Washington Parkway south of 123 near the overlooks. Delays after you come off the beltway, but watch, keep alert. Those brake lights will slam on that hard and hitting that stop and go. Beyond had a little bit of volume as you approach the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Let's get you onto Maryland Beltway. Our second crash was on the outer loop near 450. That's north of 50. That was over to the shoulder. It looks like we may have had a fender bender in the backup near 202. So the outer loop, everyone heading into New Carrollton, be aware for that stop and go. And just about done to the Wilson Bridge. Those delays quickly easing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixes with clouds, increasing overcast with isolated showers, thunder showers, mainly second half of the day, 91. And that threat will linger into early tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss on thunderstorms once again, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Haymarket, 73 in Olney, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. Gold Star families are demanding an apology from Donald Trump. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 835 this morning, Anthony Batts, former Baltimore police chief, on the dropping of all the charges against the police officers involved in the Freddie Gray matter. We'll find out what he thinks should happen next. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, the editor of the Daily Caller and also host of Fox News Weekends, Fox and Friends Weekends, excuse me, Tucker Carlson. Hey, Tucker, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
Listen, let's get right to this Kazir Khan thing. He's become a cause celeb now. He's like the Cindy Sheehan of this political cycle because he waived the Constitution on stage at the DNC and challenged Donald Trump over his policies over scrutiny for people coming into this country from nations that breed terrorism. Of course, that's not how you'll hear the media explain it. They'll say it's a Muslim ban, and this is a father of a Muslim who died in combat for the U.S. Military. And I respect him for that, of course, and I thank him for that sacrifice. But is he not allowed to be questioned or challenged at all? And what did you think of Donald Trump's response to this whole controversy?
Well, I mean, Khan is obviously being exploited both by the Clinton campaign and by the press, and by, for that matter, the Republican establishment, all of whom are aligned against Trump because they hate Trump, because he's a threat to their power, and they're offended by him personally and probably for other reasons. So, I mean, Khan is a pawn in this, I think. Trump's response is nuts. I mean, Trump may be right on the merits. He may be treated unfairly. Okay, we're all, everything's unfair. The question is, how are you going to win and advance the agenda that you beat 16 other candidates on in the primaries? And the way you do that is by talking about voters and issues that they care about, not about yourself, not picking pointless fights, not wandering down cul-de-sacs like this, or, by the way, whining about the process. None of that works. I mean, you may be right on the merits, but it's irrelevant. What's relevant is winning. Because, by the way, if Hillary wins, everything has changed forever. And the, maybe the dumbest people in this whole saga are the people who run the Republican Party, Paul Ryan among them, who believe that if Trump loses, things will revert to the status quo, and they'll get their fiefdoms back, and we'll sort of start off where we left off. And that's totally false. Hillary Clinton is going to pack the Supreme Court, open the borders. It's a totally different country.
Yeah.
Completely different. The Republican Party's over, so they have a vested interest in the outcome of this election in a way that they don't understand right now because they're dumb.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton goes on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace and says the most astonishing things that, you know, she doesn't have the same sense of what Director James Comey of the FBI had to say about her email server that the rest of the world that looked at those hearings had. She thinks that the Director Comey said she was completely truthful. And such a bold-faced out-and-out lie that even the Washington Post gave her four Pinocchios for that one.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what she does. She's like, she's like people I've worked for, you know, if she's talking, she's lying. But again, we know that about her. I mean, I think it would be more interesting for Republicans and more useful for the public to hear about her policies. Like, what would she do? People criticize Trump and they say, if he's elected, he won't do half of what he promises. Yeah, that's probably true. The thing about Hillary is the opposite. If elected, she actually will do what she says she's going to do, and it will transform the country. So, look, nobody's going to vote for Hillary because they believe she's honest, because she's demonstrably not. But what are her ideas? Her ideas are really radical. They're not the ideas that her husband ran on 25 years ago when he became president, which were basically aimed at the middle class. We're going to bring jobs. We're going to lower crime. I mean, those were like, those were issues that ordinary people could benefit from. She's running on a totally abstract, globalist, left-wing platform that has nothing for the middle class at all.
Yeah. I mean,
it may help the poor. It's certainly going to enrich her friends, but it doesn't help the middle of the country. And Republicans should be pointing that out at every opportunity.
Well, and to that end, Tucker, you know, we what are we at, 99 days or 100 days now until Election
98.
Day? 98 days and counting. And I feel like, listen, you and I think we all have a circle of friends who are in this never Trump camp, or at least never Trump curious. And they find themselves, I think, having issues with the nominee, yet at the same time, the prospect of sitting it out or throwing away a vote on a third party is undesirable as well. And I have noticed a shift here over the last several days where they are warming to the idea that this is a one-issue election, and that is the Supreme Court. This is all about the Supreme Court and who gets to make those nominations, and I think that's a winning argument for the, well, for the anti-Hillary side, not pro-Trump side. How can, is there a way for Trump and the Republicans to actually seize on that and harness that without...
Yeah, it's really simple. Go to C-SPAN and watch the 4 days of speeches at the Democratic convention and tell me if, as a conservative, you want to live in that country. And if you do, that's fine. Vote for Hillary. And if you don't, well, it's time to start thinking through, like, you know, how do you keep her from getting elected? I mean, because it's not just about the Supreme Court, by the way. It's also about the most basic of all questions, which is who gets to live in the country? Who gets to choose the government of your country? That's why we have borders.
Yeah.
I mean, those should... American citizens get to choose who votes, who lives here, who benefits from our prosperity. Like, these are the most elemental questions that any country faces, and the Democratic Party has come down on the side of anybody who wants to. And I just don't think most people agree with that. You can be totally pro-immigrant, because I am, and still believe that American citizens ought to choose who lives in their country. And that's like the most basic of all issues. And it's on full display. If you watch the tapes, I mean, I was there, you guys were there. Look at what people said out loud. Nobody noticed because we're also focused on personality. Hillary's a liar. Yeah, of course she's a liar. Trump's a buffoon. Of course he's a buffoon. Is that really the point? No, it's actually not really the point.
All right, so with the two conventions under our belt now and just, you know, pulling back and taking the big picture, who had the better convention in your mind?
Well, I mean, it depends what vantage you're looking at it from. I mean, as a show, you know, you guys run a show, so, and I do, and so you sort of think about it in terms of the performance. Obviously, the Democratic convention was way better. I mean, the people who produced the Oscars, you know, ran it. Like, people who knew what they were doing. You know, the Republican convention was produced by, like, my cousin and a couple of his friends from college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I thought that the Democratic convention was just deeply revealing and therefore probably bad for the Democrats if you actually paid attention to what they said, because it shows just how much that party has changed while the rest of us were transfixed by Donald Trump. The other point I would make is that logistically, from our perspective, as people covering it, and I know because I ran into you guys at a checkpoint at 5 in the morning, yeah. 4 in the morning.
The yeah, that was 3:20 in the morning, but who's counting?
Yeah, I'm not that anybody's keeping close counting. Yeah.
Oh, I'm shutting down mentally. But anyway, the point is, as a logistical matter, the Democratic convention was, like, insane. I've never been to a more poorly organized event in my entire life, which, you know, these are the people who created the Obamacare website, so right. Like, it shouldn't shock you. But Trump, who's obviously got a short attention span, he's obviously disorganized, he put on a much better organized convention than the Democrats. That should tell you everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to agree with that assessment as well. Ideology aside, it was just a better run operation.
Yeah, it really
in Cleveland.
Was. There's no doubt about that.
All right, Tucker, thank you. And we'll you know, 4 years from now, we'll see you at 3 in the morning again. That'll be really something to look forward to.
It was like, who is that Tucker Carlson? Yeah, what in the world is he doing up at this on God-forsaken hour?
That's saying something. Thanks, Tucker.
Thanks, Tucker. It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the traffic front, we have a couple big items this morning. Silver Spring, water main break repairs continue, and we have a major closure on University Boulevard between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue, closed in each direction. And if you're coming, say, north and trying to get toward the Beltway, try to bail out before you get to Carroll Avenue. Everybody is stuck on Carroll Avenue. New Hampshire Avenue, good alternate for you. Around the Beltway topside, as you approach New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia, that's the slowest stretch of our outer loop delays in that area. Outer loop north of 50, the crash had been cleared to the shoulder. George Washington Parkway southbound, just jammed to get by the crash. South of 123 near the overlook, so we're seeing big delays. And you know what? I would probably do the same thing. Think about your alternates, but everyone heading onto 123 at a standstill. It's only one lane, 123 getting down to the chain bridge. So that's going to cost you extra time as well. And again, Safe Track Surge number 6 begins today. Red line single tracking between Silver Spring and Tacoma Park. So expecting a lot more cars in that area. Red line trains between Glenmont and Noma Gallaudet. Longer lines of crowded trains planned for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for some sunshine today, but getting cloudy as the afternoon progresses this afternoon. A stray shower is possible, high of 91. Tonight, 74 degrees. Again, thunderstorm. Well, let's just put it. Thunderstorms could happen any time this week. Convective thunderstorms are always a possibility. Low of 74 tonight, 89 tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 77 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Well, it's like we've just unpacked our bags from the Cleveland and Philadelphia conventions, and we just got to pack them all up again as Mornings on the Mall visits Rio de Janeiro.
That's right.
For our morning reports. Gee, every day we'll do 4 hours of radio,
you know,
live from the Olympics.
I think I missed that memo.
Right there in Rio. Are they not sending us
to
Brazil?
No, I don't think so. But although I did really get a lot of mosquito repellent the other day from Amazon. I ordered a bunch of it up. So I'm ready if they want to send me.
I thought we were going to Brazil.
No.
For the Olympics. Can we get an Airbnb in Rio? Are we working on that?
Yeah.
Well, the Olympics are 4 days away.
Yep.
And we will cover the Olympics, God knows, because that is 19 days of glory right there. Mm. And we love us some Olympics. I love the Olympics.
Do you?
I cannot wait. Oh, I totally do. I love the Olympics. I cannot wait for the Olympics to happen. I will be watching. I will be riveted all day long. I love that they stream it all over the place now. Mm. And you can watch it on every device and on 17 channels and all that stuff. So I don't have to deal with Bob Costas, you know, regurgitating in his own videotaped packages as he sanctimoniously looks down his tiny little nose at me, telling me how ashamed I should be that the USA has won more gold medals.
You think you'll get one of those red eye countries. Things again, you know, like you got last time?
I do remember that.
Yeah,
that was
maybe, that was really ugly.
Well,
you know, maybe he'll get like a lot of skeeter bites.
He got pink eye, right? Yeah, he got the whole thing. Listen, that's the least of the worries with regard to diseases in Rio. Listen to the problems they're having right now. First of all, the housing problems. There is a sewage in the showers right now, and the wiring is such that when you flip a switch, like, the whole floor will black out.
Oh, my.
Because they've created all of this housing. Have you ever visited a third world country?
I have.
And you've gone
I've been to several.
And then things are, it's a little dodgy sometimes. It makes Green Acres looks like the four-star suite.
So you can't do that without me wanting to sing the song.
Go ahead.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Go ahead.
Should I go on?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm diverting from the topic. I'm sorry.
It's a fine diversion, though. Anyway, they're uninhabitable, the Olympic Village, so much so that the Australian team, they got there, they inspected it, they did a thing. So the Australian team gets there, and an entire floor, like, you know, 12 rooms, they said, all right, all at once, on the count of three, flush the toilets. You know, because that's a good stress test on the plumbing and everything.
Right, absolutely.
Because God knows that sort of thing is going to happen.
Right.
You know, so they went one, two, three, and they flushed. Water came pouring down the ceilings and walls as began to burst.
Yeah.
So they moved out. They checked into a hotel for the first week. They finally started checking in. They're sending out all of these videos, the Australian team are, to show the sewage backing up in the tubs
showers.
Yeah. And then, okay, Kitty Chiller is this person's name. She is, what is she? I don't know what team she's on, but she's on the Australian team. Her laptop and team shirts were all stolen from their building. They had a fire evacuation. They said, oh, we're going to do a fire drill for all the athletes in case there's a fire. We got to know. So they do the fire drill. They go back into their room, and a laptop and a bunch of shirts from the Australian Olympic team were stolen out of their room. So there's that going on in Rio. And then there's this. I don't know how to tell you this story without grossing you out a little bit, so I'm going to do my best.
All right, try.
Olympic athletes in Rio are going to be competing in water that is polluted with, well, with human feces.
Waste.
Sewage, rubbish, and even a dead body, this is according to Metro UK website, have been found in and around a bay which will serve as the venue for sailing and windsurfing.
Oh, my God.
Now it's not like these guys are going to be swimming in the water.
But they're going to be in it.
They're going to be on a boat in it. And, you know, if you look at the regattas there, where they have the big sailing competitions for Olympic gold, which, by the way, I'm thinking is the only chance I'll ever have in my lifetime of winning a gold medal at this point in my life is if I get on one of those sailing teams.
Right.
Because let's face it, what kind of athletics are involved in? Well, I guess a little bit. Anyway, the water splashes up all the time. It gets all over you. If your mouth is open and you're breathing from exerting and pulling the lines everything, the water is going to splash into your mouth, and there's, you know, like lots of bad things floating around in it. Can we just make a new... I mean, listen, I'm sure that's going to be a beautiful opening ceremony, and I'm sure that our guys are going to win a whole lot of golds. But from this point forward, can we stop with the third world nations getting the Olympics?
Yes, let's go to real countries.
Go to real developed countries and stop using the Olympics as some sort of, you know, economic development program, which just ends up being a corrupt slush fund for the politicians and the Olympic committees, and our athletes have to suffer.
Yeah. You know, we have Brazilian offices in our office complex here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we do.
Let's go flush.
So they'll be coming down to have a little conversation with you about that.
Well, if they can find their way and if the elevator works. Oh, wait. It does work.
It does work sometimes.
This is why we're not going to Rio.
That's right.
It's 8:22.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Now, I can relate to that because my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were, well, they were not the most comfortable. It was like going to the dentist in Rio. You can imagine what that was like. I had a big fear of the dentist after that. And for the past 2 years, though, that fear has been alleviated because I now see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. The fear and anxiety are now gone because Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people like me, who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based. They walk you through the process one step at a time. I love everything about the way Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb approach their business, and most importantly, they're just really, really good dentists. And so if you're looking for a good dentist, or if you're interested in sedation dentistry, which can really be a godsend for people who have been putting off going to the dentist, then please give Rocky a call. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now. 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. secretwaroncash.com.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Park police still dealing with crash cleanup on the George Washington Parkway, and you're feeling very slow effects here. Southbound south of 123 near the Overlooks. They're trying to get everything over to the median there, but still quite slow. A lot of bailout traffic over onto Chain Bridge Road. 123 heading down to the Chain Bridge. Around the Beltway, interloop at Braddock Road. Incident quickly cleared to the shoulder. 395, fantastic. Looks great. Any delay we had coming off the Beltway through Landmark, that's eased. Do still have some of that stop and go, of course. Across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway and onto lower 14th Street. And Sterling, south on 28, slowing. They don't have the road work scheduled yet, but looks like we're slow heading down toward the toll road. Take you around the Beltway, Maryland, near 450. That crash had been cleared to the shoulder. And then Fairfax, northbound Fairfax County Parkway near Seidenstricker Road for the crash. That's before you get to Rolling Road. Traffic update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on all fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry morning for most of us. We'll continue to see clouds increase, though. So early morning sun and then a stray shower thunderstorm from about midday on, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This was an incredible scene in Ellicott City Saturday night as the water is rushing down Main Street. Floodwaters coming over the hood of a car, coming over the roof of the car, a woman trapped inside, and a group of men form a human chain to save her. It was really quite an amazing scene there as flash flooding hit that town and just devastated. And then there are two people dead. There are countless stores destroyed. Some 120 people had to be saved, either from their car, or there were 40 people on a bar down there that got stranded and needed help to get out of there. The water was like a river, literally a river running down Main Street of Ellicott City. And it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars and at least a year to put that town back together again.
It's a horrible thing, and of course our prayers are with the families of those who lost a loved one, and with everybody in Ellicott City as they put this back together. But we believe in you. We hear from you on a regular basis.
That's right.
We know you've got the grit to put your town back together. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, Jamie Knight was the woman, by the way, who was rescued, and she says, well, you know, right now what I want to do is help my city rebuild.
It makes me want to go back home and stand with everybody and help rebuild the town. Some of my favorite places are just destroyed. But the spirit of the people is really amazing.
And by the way, she doesn't know the name of the guy who saved her. She didn't get it in all the chaos, but she says he was a hero, and I think if you've seen that video, you would agree. 828.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I would recommend that as you're sitting around the kitchen table, don't be so ambitious as to say, let's come up with a plan, but bring it back a gear and get into that retirement mindset and think about, well, where do you want to live? Do you want to stay in the same house? Do you agree on those answers? What do you want your days to look like? What's going to give you purpose in retirement?
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com and join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to former Baltimore Police Chief Anthony Batts about the decision to drop all charges against the officers in the Freddie Gray case and about the behavior of prosecutor Marilyn Mosby. It's straight ahead, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been 5 days since Khazir Khan took to the stage at the Democratic National Convention with a speech that has ignited a feud now with Donald Trump, the latest chapter of which played out on CNN's New Day this morning.
This morning, Khazir and Ghazala Khan talking directly to Donald Trump, imploring empathy as a path to peace.
There are bad people among us, but there are good people among us as well. You gather good people to get rid of bad people, but you do not malign the whole religion, the whole culture.
Trump live tweeting during the interview with New Day, saying, quote, Mr. Khan, who does not know me, viciously attacked me from the stage of the DNC and is now all over TV doing the same. Nice.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Metro's SafeTrack Surge 6 is starting today, and this time it's the Red Line that'll bear the brunt. The Red Line will be continuously single-tracking between Silver Spring and Tacoma through Sunday. Metro officials say Red Line riders should give themselves an extra 45 to 60 minutes. Historic Ellicott City is facing a long and expensive recovery after a weekend flash flood that killed two people and ruined homes and businesses along virtually all of Main Street. Police have identified the two people who died in the flood as a 35-year-old mother from Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and a 38-year-old man from Windsor Mills, Maryland. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis explains what happened.
After 10 minutes, when the thunderstorms hit this area, this historic city back from the late 1700s, they saw almost an inch and a half of precipitation. Another 10 minutes, 2 inches. And that rainfall just really escalated from these storms that moved through.
Authorities say the restoration could take months and could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,432, the NASDAQ at 5162. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Giants to settle for a split of the four-game series. The Orioles beat Toronto, retaking first place in the AL East, and Jimmy Walker fires a 3-under-67 to win the PGA Championship. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine.
I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with Sedation Dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about seven things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live on-stage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading toward BWI Airport. Extra time needed. The crash is southbound, south of the exit for the airport, at south of 195. They're trying to clear that to the right shoulder, northbound. A little bit of volume to check out the activity. South on 95, I see delays approaching 198 northbound before 216. Incident was reported. So in that area, sluggish each way. George Washington Parkway, some improvement to the scene of the crash, now cleared. Southbound George Washington Parkway, south of 123, out of the travel lanes. But now all that volume filtering down past Spout Run toward the Key Bridge. Also, we had a lot of bailout traffic on Chain Bridge Road heading over to the Chain Bridge. 395, slowest stretch right now. Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
91 today, sunshine with clouds this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Isolated showers, thunder showers are possible today. Could be at any time, but better chance this afternoon. Tonight, 74, storm threat early. Isolated showers, thunder showers tomorrow. Rain not widespread, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Leesburg, 73 in Olney, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9
at AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now, Brian and Larry in the house today. And joining us on the line, Anthony Batts, former Baltimore Police Commissioner. Good day to have him here. We wanted to talk a little bit about what happened with the Marilyn Mosby decision to drop charges against all the officers who've been charged in the Freddie Gray matter. Anthony Batch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brian and Larry.
I want to start by playing a little bit of what Marilyn Mosby said in her press conference last week. It was pretty eye-opening and I think pretty shocking. Take a little listen to this.
As the world has witnessed over the past 14 months, the prosecution of on-duty police officers in this country is unsurprisingly rare and blatantly fraught with systemic and inherent complications. Unlike with other cases where prosecutors work closely with the police to investigate what actually occurred, what we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
Yeah, she went on for like this for some time. And the first thing I said was, she's so angry. She's so vitriolic. She's sitting on a powder keg over there in Baltimore, and she's doing nothing but stirring the pot. What was your reaction?
I didn't see her interview, nor did I pay much attention to it. I was notified by employees who are still there at Baltimore of the results of that she made the results of dropping the charges, which I kind of felt was going to happen anyway.
But you heard that soundbite there, Chief Batts, Commissioner Batts, where she specifically says that cops can't investigate themselves, that the reason these charges all had to get dropped and we had a couple of acquittals is because the cops basically rigged it, that they fixed it and they manufactured evidence. Is there any way that her office can continue to work with the Baltimore Police Department at this point?
I think they have to continue to work. They don't have a choice. It's not a decision if or not. They have to. My deputy commissioner, who is now the commissioner there, Kevin Davis, is a very bright and creative gentleman, and will do a good job. And his response to that statement was that he had 30 officers who are high in esteem doing a great job. And during those times, what occurred is I had placed Kevin Davis in charge of the investigations and pulled 30 detectives off of their other cases in 10 lab technicians, experts in DNA, experts in photograph, experts in crime scene, to focus on only that case for about 2.5 weeks, which they did, and I think they did a good job at it.
But did you have any issue at all with the way she presented? I mean, you've heard a little bit of it there, even if you didn't see it originally. Does it bother you that given how delicate things are in race relations and Baltimore right now, that she would take such an angry, stir-the-pot kind of approach?
No, I agree with you. The approach, even 14 months ago, and even the clip that you played, you have to be very, very cautious about what you're doing right now, and you have to be very professional about what you're doing. And not only her, but myself and other people were speaking out for all the reasons that you're saying. And the reality of it is that you have, no matter what we did as a police department, was going to bring Freddie Gray his life back. And I like to give the condolences to his family and the loss of his life. And because I pushed in that police department to have a reverence for human life. And also early on, I pushed the city to start negotiations to get to settle with the family, because I didn't think it rose to any criminal activities by those officers. And I have no love for corrupt police officers, period. And that's bottom line. But in this case, and it was an unfortunate accident that took place. It was unfortunately lost his life, and there was no reason why he should not have gone home from that incident. But the actions that those officers took did not have malice in them, and they weren't set towards hurting Freddie Gray.
It seems to me that between Mayor Rawlings Blake in Baltimore and most of the council members, and now also Prosecutor Mosby, the politicians have said one volatile statement after another demonizing this police department and jumping on the side of the mob in the street instead of the men in blue who provide security in that city. I got to ask you, given that climate right now, what do you say to young men and women who are considering joining the police force but say, why should I? Why should I if this is the kind of treatment I get from the elected officials in this town?
No, part of my job, not just in Baltimore, but part of my job right now as a consultant is I travel around the United States and I do a lot of teaching of command officers and executives of police departments throughout. So the issue that you're talking about, that is Baltimore is personified throughout the United States.
Okay.
Police officers now, it's one of the toughest jobs that you have, are wondering and questioning the support or to step in to do the job. But we can't back off of that because of that, because we are, or they are, since I'm retired, that thin blue line that makes a significant difference in keeping communities safe.
All right. So, and to officers on patrol right now, I would imagine it's a very difficult job, and I would imagine that it does have an impact on how you go about your job. And I would wonder if perhaps in the field at large, police officers are perhaps being a little too cautious, and doesn't that put them at risk in some situations?
Well, you know, my mindset goes to these six officers who their lives will never be the same. You know, during this experience, their mortgages were impacted, their families were impacted, not to take away from the loss of the Freddie Gray family, but their lives were turned upside down going through this process. And so my question is, when they've been put back to work, what happens in the first foot pursuit they have? What happens in the first time something goes awry? What's going through their heads and what they're going to do? And I'm very concerned about them. And one officer in particular I stayed in contact with over the last 14 months, and he's a good young man, solid young man with good values and wants to do the right thing for the right reasons. And he's so glad to be back to work that this circumstance, he says, is going to lead him to law school to help him to correct the flaws in the system.
All right. Well, we'll leave it right there. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts, former Police Commissioner of Baltimore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Let's talk about security for a moment. During the month of August, you know, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about the kids going back to school? How about taking just a moment to think about security for your home or business as well? You know, and when it comes to that, Ackerman Security, they're the people you can turn to. For just $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, guaranteed response time, $19.95 a month. And if you really want to be in the know, for a few dollars more, you can see what's going on in your house, on your cell phone, on your tablet. You can see screenshots, video clips, and be alerted when people come in or out of your home or business. That's called Ackerman's Total Connect service. And as I said, just a few dollars more. And you can also, by the way, get service to help you adjust your light locks and thermostats through a smartphone. Listen, Ackerman Security is the way to go. Security is what they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Guaranteed response time, customer service, and certified monitoring. It makes the place to go. Here, make the switch today and start saving. 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Call now, 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you on 270 southbound through Urbana, down past 109, slowing, get a little bit of a break in Germantown, and then stop and go through Rockville. So 270 has been pretty much in control this morning. Outer loop of the Beltway, we're still bunched up from College Park and around to George Avenue. Getting a little bit better, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash now to the shoulder, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway after the exit for the airport after 195. Northbound still had a little bit of delay through there. Southbound George Washington Parkway, south of 123, that crash out of the travel lanes, but now all that traffic filtering south, down past Spout Run and down toward the Key Bridge. Up for 395, we are just about done with the rush hour off the Beltway. A little bit of volume just in Shirlington, and now as you cross the 14th Street Bridge. And a reminder again, Silver Spring closed is University Boulevard between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue due to water main repairs. So coming off the Beltway or heading toward the Beltway, New Hampshire Avenue, a good alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry morning for most of us. We'll continue to see clouds increase, though. So early morning sun and then a stray shower thunderstorm from about midday on, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 77 degrees, 848. Actually, you know what? Maybe you don't want to write it. Right.
Yeah.
At least we're talking about Metro. Listen, it's a rare day that you'll hear the folks in the Metro or the Montgomery County Department of Transportation say, hey, whatever you do, if you can help it, don't ride the red line. Yeah. Don't even try, because it's going to be bad. It's just going to be painful. It's just going to be ugly. We're in surge number 6, and surge number 7 is coming up right behind that, and it focuses on the red line. And here's the bottom line about the red line. It's gonna basically increase your commute an hour each direction. Add 2 hours to your day. So, listen, if you have any other option, they are suggesting that you take it. They say it's painful, but necessary, and this is what we have to do to get things back up where they're more reliable. Single tracking from, I guess,
Shady Grove to Nomah.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be the big one, man.
That's a mess.
You bring the red line in from Shady Grove down. If you pick it up, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
That is horribly nasty, and also if you are heading north and you as soon as you hit Nomah, as you're heading up from
right.
Union Station
right.
on the red line, you got to get off at Nomah and transfer to another train to get up to go onto the single track that you're heading up on.
Wow.
It's nasty, and after 10 p.m. trains are going to run every 15 minutes during normal hours. It'll be every 12 minutes, and during rush hour they say they're going to run every 6 minutes. We'll see how that goes this morning, but. Yeah, it's just more of the same, and it's ugly, and they say that they have to get this done. What's remarkable is they have to get all this done. They have to repair the tracks so that they're, you know, safe and they don't catch on fire and get them back to the way they were supposed to be installed originally 30-some-odd years ago,
yeah.
which was never done properly. So then they can get back to normal operation, which, according to General Manager Wiedefeld, means, you know, up till midnight.
Yeah,
and we won't have any other late
oh, yeah,
service.
They're pitching that idea.
So that's
right.
the new normal, according to them. On this, it's outrageous. Meanwhile, according to the Daily Caller, Metro workers in Washington D.C. just got a huge pay increase, worker benefits, higher fares than other major cities to pay for these continued increases in salaries for the people who work at the Metro.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So when you're talking about something that impacts people. And we often talk about, well, does this story really impact people? This decision to work on the red line, single track, and surge number 6 impacts 94,000 weekday riders. So 94,000 people are going to be put through intense pain on the red line, or they're going to be on the streets seeking another way to get to town.
There is one upside to this. My suspicion is a good chunk of those 94,000 people who ride the red line on that route right there are coming to work at Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
and because this is August recess. I mean, this isn't
yeah,
a time in year.
You do get a break.
When there
yeah.
are a lot of offices that are shut down and closed, less people, less necessary, what do they call them, the necessary work. Workers or yeah. I forget, they don't use the term anymore, but
non-essential
workers.
That's right.
A lot of people who are working
these
at
are
Capitol
essential
Hill,
workers.
I'm guessing that they're going to be able to work from home, but either way, nightmare. We feel your pain. Keep it here on WMAL.
It's now 8:50.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Incidents of air rage are on the rise, but the reason why is going to surprise you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Passengers sitting in economy class were nearly 4 times more likely to have an outburst if they were on a plane that had a first class section. They were more than twice as likely to have an outburst if they had to walk through the first class section to get to their seat. This is according to fascinating new research out of the University of Toronto. But get this, there was nearly a 12-fold increase in air rage among first-class passengers on flights where all passengers boarded through the first-class cabin. That's compared with flights that had separate entrances for first and coach. Belligerent behavior, such as expressions of anger and intoxication, were more common in first class. Emotional outbursts, such as panic attacks, were more common in coach. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property, because renting your home is a great option here in the D.C. area. Maryland, Virginia, anyone who lives in the sound of my voice knows that there is a high demand for rentals with our region being so transient. People move in and out. We got elections coming up right now. You know, out with the old boss, in with the new, and all the people who work for the new boss are going to want to live somewhere. So rent out your home. This means your home becomes a cash register. It's going to ring every month, providing you with great cash flow. Someone else pays your mortgage while you still get the tax savings, appreciation, and equity. It seems like a no-brainer to me. To make Rent Estate really work, though, you need the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They'll find quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days, and they'll handle all the pesky paperwork, rent collection, even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, all for the flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are. Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go, leaving College Park into Silver Spring. That's where I'm still seeing some of those slowdowns, but nothing reported along the way. 270, no late issues. Just trying to get rid of some of that stop and go through Urbana and again in through to Rockville. Wilson Bridge backups done. Any volume we had there cleared out. So George Washington Parkway commuters are still slow to get southbound past Spout Run down toward the Key Bridge. Earlier crash south of 123. That's been cleared. Silver Spring, the closure still in effect. University Boulevard as you head between Carroll Avenue and Piney Branch due to water main repairs. Good alternate still is New Hampshire Avenue, so plan in advance for that. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixes with clouds, increasing overcast with isolated showers, thunder showers, mainly second half of the day, 91. And that threat will linger into early tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss some thunderstorms once again, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees, 8:56.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow, among others.
Yes, we will. We'll be back in 8 hours on Washington's Drive at 5, getting you home in the afternoon commute. Here comes Chris Plant.
Hello, Chris.
Here comes Mr. Bill's dog. Apparently, Donald Trump stirred up, what is the media calling it, a firestorm.
Firestorm.
Right? So that's the word that sure is firestorm. Yeah. It's like Dresden out there because he did an interview with a Clinton administration official who I don't think is out to help him in this campaign, I'm guessing.
Not.
I hear from you. And then Hillary lied. And boy, she lied. Just lied. But the news media didn't notice.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.